Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
I can't wait to hear it again. Wait to hear it again. Go on, do it. Do it. Do it, you little fucking loser. Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
No, wait, not yet. Not yet. Let me look at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australia out of pornography. My name's Jake Smith. I'm in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house, and I'm joined by my little mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James. How are you, buddy?
It's like he never stopped saying it. It was so smooth. That's better than the ones you did when we used to do this.
Yeah, well, I've had 4 months fucking practice, cunt.
We're doing it again, man. Jake Smith. Peter James, back in the shed, reading the Picture magazine. We've taken a bit of time off, haven't we?
Yes, we're taking a bit of time off.
It's been a long time off. Now, we never really addressed this. We never said we were going away. We didn't know we were going away.
Yeah.
But we did. We went away for a while, but we've decided it's been long enough between wanks. And we were getting a craving to get back into this magazine. And not only that, Jack, you and I feeling like we needed to do this again, but we got a lot of people messaging us on Instagram.
Yes.
Lots of people.
And look, it is hard, I will say, when you're having a personal life crisis to commit to sitting down and pretending to be a child and read pornography and not feel like you're being a bit of a silly cunt. But I will say the messages that we got, in fact, we got a message from a person in the USA who said, who followed us on Instagram and said, hey, we'd love to hear it. You know, even kindly offered their assistance in, you know, producing the podcast. Don't need any assistance there. Thanks, mate. If you need to learn a thing or two, give me a call. Because... music degree. But no, it's good. So thank you to everyone who's reached out and encouraged us to do the podcast again.
Yeah,
so
we are back. And yeah, one of us was having a crisis.
Yep.
And that's fine. We don't need to tell you who. We don't need to tell you anything about who.
Oh, I'm fucking...
That's your counsellor calling?
Oh, no, that's James Donald Forbes McCann, and it can James Donald Forbes McWait. All right, so...
But yeah, it doesn't matter which one of us was having a hard time. You know, it could have been either of us, because that's the thing about mental health. Mental health can take anyone. It can take a nice, normal, well-put-together young man like myself, or a scattered fucking psychopath like you. It can have. It can affect anyone.
Yeah, but
so don't message the Instagram saying, I hope Jake's okay, because that would be assuming that it was Jake that was having a bit of a time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think we have... I tell you what, I've become a lot more cuckoo in the last couple of months. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I really let the juices up top marinate. We have destigmatized mental health too much because they say, you know what term I dislike? The bad mental health day. Someone goes, oh, I'm having a bad mental health day. Yeah, imagine one of my bad mental health days. Are you fucking... What are you talking about?
I've seen
about?
Your good mental health days, and I'm terrified.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're your own thing.
Oh man, fucking.
I don't think person is the right descriptive word for what you are.
I've got a box of hammers in my room. That's what I'm talking about.
A box of hammers. I remember how many did we count? It was 15 knives on your office table. Remember when I came over and you just went to the bathroom and I just counted the knives? Yeah. And they're not in a knife compartment. There's not one bit of knife. It goes, oh, okay, over there you've got the bookkeeping for Good Chat Comedy Club and a knife. And then over there you've got a cup holder and it's not, oh, wait, that's not got a cup in it. That's got four knives. That's got four different knives, some of which are retractable, some just stay out. One, you've got a cane, the duck's head screws off, and that's a knife.
No, there's no knife in that one. That's a flask. So you could put poison in there. Liquid knife.
Knife you from the inside. Tummy knife.
And then all the hammers. You know.
Yeah, lots of hammers.
But everything's fine.
But yeah, things are good. But you know, your eggs unscrambled.
Tip top. I'm tip top.
You're in great place.
Back on top. Never been better. Have been better. Never been better though. So, but more importantly, this isn't about me, is
it,
Peter?
It's not about you. It's not about me. It is about the Pitcher magazine and our little stiffies.
Now, to catch everyone back up, we are still on the same edition. That's number 256 of the Picture magazine, $2.40 Australian dollars, including GST. And this was published in August of 1993.
And we've just ticked over into August.
Yeah, that's right. So this is 29 years old.
Mm.
29 years old. How about that? Am I right?
How exciting. Yes.
Yep. Now... Oh, also, just for the listeners, we are revisiting the format a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We're going to, along with the, you know, I mean, I wasn't that screwy for a while there. I'm a little bit screwy. But also, it is hard to keep up with the, you know, recording. We both live busy lives. We both tour. And aligning other guests up can be difficult. So what we're going to do is mainly going to be me and Pete.
Yeah. And also, not even just the scheduling thing, but what I was starting to feel a little bit, and obviously a massive thank you to all the guests that have come on this show. I think everyone was fantastic. It was lovely. But there is a certain amount of the Picture lore that both you and I, and I would say our regular listeners, are familiar with, and trying to catch a stranger up with that lore occasionally takes maybe a bit more time than we would like. So at least... now that it's just Jake and I, a lot of the times we'll be able to just dive into the things that we see without necessarily having to explain as much what the magazine's about or where we found it or who it comes from, yada, yada, yada.
I know what's the question that's going to be on everyone's mind. Yes, Cashman will be coming back.
Yeah, of course.
That's Cashman. Obviously, we're not fucking idiots.
Yeah, we're not
obviously
dumb people.
We're obviously
pretty smart people. So
obviously.
We will have Tor Snyder returning as Cashman. But yeah, I mean, we will occasionally have a guest come on. But for the most part, what have you just seen? Right, you're having a little flick around?
Yeah. Fuck.
But yeah, for the most part, it will just be Jake and I perusing this magazine. And I think that's the way God intended. And this is what God intended for people to be doing.
Yeah, I won't comment on that as to not blaspheme. But yeah, that's funny to say. now.
We've got
a couple
reading?
Of choices here as a reminder to listeners, any first-time listeners. We cannot read through these articles. I've not read any of them. We can skim. Yep. And get a kind of an idea. Mm-hmm. I've got here, I don't know what to do, mate. I'm so...
How about you read me the titles and I will decide.
Okay, this one is Bail Hopping Bastards Send Hero Biker Broke.
Okay, we like alliteration.
Okay.
It's good to see it back.
Then there's My Funniest Fuck. We've done that before.
Yep, always a good time, My Funniest Fuck.
Says You, which is where people write in.
Oh, there's some little stories.
It's looking pretty good.
Oh, I've just seen that. That's got an awful lot of muff on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's... fucking heaps.
That's got a lot of... Yep. You don't get a lot of exposed muttage, but on that particular corner of page, there is.
And then we've got Gripping Yarns, Taxi Driver. I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket on the first one back. Homegirls, we obviously need a Sheila with us on the as our guest to keep us in check there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, tell you what, wowee, that's four. I can't even look at that for too much longer. That's awful. All right, what do you think? I'm going between Says You and Bail Hopping Bastards.
You know what? I'm flipping towards Bail Hopping Bastards.
So you want to do Bail Hopping Bastards?
I think let's go Bail Hopping Bastards.
All right. I love it. Our first episode back, nothing smutty at all.
Yeah, of course.
In true style.
But this has got there's a lot of text, there's a lot of pictures, a lot of things to cover here.
I've got high hopes. This is the same magazine that had that fucking god-awful one that we did with Frankie. Not Frankie's fault, the article's fault, the one about mechanics. That was fucking low point.
Yeah, just nothing.
Awful.
Yeah. I think that might have been the tipping point that sent you into the downward spiral that made you kill all those weird little animals.
Yeah. all right, here we go. It says, Bail Hopping Bastards Send Hero Biker Broke.
Right, so what do we deduce this might be about? Bail Hopping Bastards, something to do with...
So I reckon it'll be, he's been wronged by some criminals or some associates or what have you, and they've left town and they've left him in the shit with some money or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now we've got here just quickly the pictures. We've got obviously your classic 70s bikie. Big beard, untamed, matted hair. He's got like a bandana, not like a headband bandana. Cool glasses, and he's sucking on a durry. And he's obviously attached to
He's a bit more I would say than the typical biker in terms of like, you know, you think a 1970s biker, you think aggressive, eyebrows down, you know. This guy, he's got a cigarette popping out of his mouth, one of which I would assume potentially filled with Mary Jane, a bit of marijuana, quite possibly.
Yeah.
Because he's got the face, although it does have the orange bit at the back. So no, that's maybe it is just a cigarette. So I apologize, but he does look like he smokes marijuana based on his facial expression.
Grows copious amounts as well.
And he looks like he's giggling.
he's very Cheech and Chong.
Very level. Cheech and Chong. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
We can say that. Now, on the top left here, we've got, it looks like he's dressed as Santa, and he's got a vest like his leather with patches, and he's handing over a parcel to a woman, it looks like the Salvation Army woman.
Yep.
And, all right, here we go. So it says, Bail Hopping Bastards Send Hero Biker Broke by Kylie Gray. Pictures by Dave. Sorry, by Dave, not again, Morgan.
Okay. All right.
All right, Davo. Oh, not again.
Dave likes pulling his cock out in the office.
Oh, not again, Davo.
Classic.
Take the pictures, man.
All right, get reading, big boy.
It says two bail jumping bozos have made hero biker Animal. The famous.
Wait, no, is that his name?
His name's Animal, yeah.
Okay.
Animal, the famous bikers behind bars preacher who got out of jail in 1990 after an 8-year stint. A very pissed off, ORF, uh-huh. Pissed off and broke bloke. Okay, so he's like a reformed fella.
Right.
It says here, despite being quite sick, Animal spends time looking after street kids and helping prisoners and their families.
And I don't think there'd be any weird ulterior motives to that.
No, I reckon, no. That is, help look after street kids.
You've got to look after street kids, and you'd make sure you look after street kids in private because you don't want the praise.
And obviously,
you don't do it for praise or critical acclaim.
And street adults, they can fend for themselves.
They know their way around the streets.
But he has obviously finished time in prison, and he goes, I need to give back specifically to disenfranchised kids.
Young youths.
Manipulative. Yeah. Ones I can manipulate.
Yeah, so we'll do that.
And who will believe them if something goes wrong?
They're on the street.
Yeah.
And they're...
Isn't it weird looking back? You know, you look back at shit like this now and you're like, of course it is. Of course it's fucking street kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to help the kids just personally though.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah.
In that room.
Over there. So don't you come in that... If the room is a helping, don't come a...
If the room's a yelping, don't come a helping.
Oh, no.
And we're back.
Oh, we are back in fine form. Yep, continue awful. On. Let's hear about this.
It said, but Animal's godlike status, cult personality. Yep.
Self-proclaimed, yep.
But Animal's godlike status wasn't enough to deter two bikers he bailed out of Chokey recently. Oh, jail, yep. They shot through, forcing Animal to sell his caravan and car to meet the bail commitment. But the mother of the Mother Teresa of bikers is not deterred. Do you want to give the? You can voice Animal here. There's a bit of quote from
There's a lot of lip smacking. Yeah. Going on. Okay. I'm trying to not have teeth. He's got teeth, but he looks like he speaks with no teeth. I don't know what that means, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You bastards.
He reckons.
But only four have shot through out of thousands I've helped. And that's pretty good odds, really.
Animal suffers from a horrible thing called sleep apnea. Oh, fuck. Sorry, they said he was sick before. I'm like, oh, he's got NAD. He's got cancer. That's why he's helping the street kids. All jokes said, yeah. Oh, he's got sleep apnea. All right, lovely stuff. It sounds like a Harley when he sleeps. Clutch in, Animal. For anyone who has sleep apnea and is listening, I'm so sorry, but fuck, you sound awful when you sleep.
Oh, you're very bizarre.
I had to share rooms with the cunts. So Animal suffers from a horrible thing called sleep apnea, which means he chucks hard. He chucks hardies and has strokes while in deep sleep. Oh, okay, that is sad. Also, sorry.
Chucks hardies?
Quick! You see someone collapse. Quick, call an ambulance. What is it? I think he's chucked a hardy. Oh. Sorry, chucks hardies and has strokes on his deep sleep. Poor bastard. And as a result, hold on. And as a result, he urgently needs a $3,000 machine to help him breathe. Okay.
And that machine has handlebars and a fucking 64,000 stroke engine.
Yeah, you need, just, if you could get me a Harley to help me breathe, it's for the sleep apnea.
Yeah, just
in red, thanks.
Yeah, so I'll sleep with the mouth open. You just back up the exhaust over the mouth. That's yeah. Give her some.
It says during the day, animal performs weddings and funerals. Different time of day.
Same clients. Yeah. Hi, animal, we'd like a wedding. Would you also like a funeral same day? Oh, I don't know why we would. Why would we need that? Why would we need a funeral on the set? Well, you don't know, but I know.
Yeah.
So just get.
I now pronounce you two cunts fucking dead. Brass knuckles rips off the collar. It says during the day, animal performs weddings and funerals as a preacher under bike law. Fuck yes.
Bike law.
Under biker law. He also hurdles around doing jail runs. And we've got another quote, and then I'll hand it over to you to read for a bit. Another quote after jail runs.
We visit the blokes inside, take the family along, give them magazines, that sort of stuff.
Fuck.
What's wrong with that?
Sounds like you've been hitting there with a shovel. Do it again.
Yeah. More or less shovel?
More shovel.
We visit the blokes inside. Take the family along, give them magazines, that sort of stuff.
Animal explained. Once a biker has been accepted into Bikers Behind Bars, he can look forward to donations from recently released BBB members, like a ground floor cell, a toaster, a TV, posters and mags. But not every biker inside's eligible to be a member. Ooh. I'll hand this
Some
one over
bikers
to you.
Are over 18.
Well, interesting.
Okay. Okay, not every biker's inside eligible to be a member. Oh, okay. We don't accept junkies, child molesters, pensioner bashers, and dogs.
In bracket?
Bracket, police informers.
Animal explained.
Behind bars, it doesn't matter what bikey group a guy belong to, the nick is neutral territory. Hassling behind bars just fucks things up. And that's true. That is true. That is true. That is a thing that not a lot of people talk about. That when you hassle behind bars, it does fuck things up. Hmm. You know, sometimes it fucks up a podcast recording schedule for a few months.
Just alluding. Nothing bad happened.
I'm just saying when people go to jail, sometimes certain things in their life become out of whack.
There was no
their
trouble
ability
with the law.
To. It's just, it was really hard because in the hour that I got to see you a week, they wouldn't let me bring things in. So we couldn't record. So funny. I understand where you're coming from, animal.
And I was in there with a bunch of those nasty, what was it, junkies? Child molesters and pensioner bashers.
Yeah, pensioner bashers.
Is that a thing?
Just beating the fuck out of oldies.
Yeah, elder abuse, yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
I think it is a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but is it a... It just seems weird.
Are the kids doing it these days?
Yeah, it seems like it's quite out of fashion. I know the other two are still red hot.
No, it's because old this era was old. Now you got oldies that can fucking run hills and shit. Like, my dad's 72. I'm not beating the fuck out of it.
Old people gotten more virile? They must have.
Old people are fucking quick, man.
Yeah. My dad turned 75 today. Virile. Just, yeah, crazy.
Still going walks. Like, they can do heaps of stuff now.
They can do. He can work a phone. There's no more. They can. Since we've given them fucking phones and they've worked out how to use them, awful.
They're getting fantastically clever.
Yeah. They really are wising up.
They're getting smart.
Yeah, I reckon it's time.
We stop bashing them.
Yeah, go on, cunt.
So I'm going to keep reading on. Biker laws are different to society laws.
No.
What? No, you're fucking kidding
me. No, what?
Wait on a second. Are you trying to tell me if someone looks at you weird, you can't skull drag them back to fucking Mexico? In the words of the immortal Al Stewart, early 2000s. Are you kidding?
Did I ever tell you?
I thought someone looked at you slightly funny. You could put their head on the side of a gutter and stomp it with a boot.
Only you could bury them up to their neck in like a shallow grave so only their head pokes out and then do burnouts on the face with them.
Your Honour, you might notice there is an upside down glass on that bar, a sign of disrespect. A sign of disrespect so disrespectful, in fact, that this cunt need not have eyes anymore. I've taken his eyes to show him... how bad it is what he's done. And that's biker law.
It's biker lawyers. biker juries.
How would biker lawyer, what would biker lawyer say? He wouldn't say, I object. He'd say something else related to being a biker, wouldn't he? That'd be, how funny would that be?
I'm trying to think. You're on. Sustain.
Man, if you have any funny riffs there, hit us up on Instagram.
If you've got a funny riff that could have gone there.
So, yeah, just take what a lawyer would say and make it a biker. Best answer wins. A message back saying, thanks for that.
Thanks for getting out of that sticky situation.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Members of the jury, or say something like that.
Members of the jury.
Oh, yeah, that's like the sound of bike makes. So that's sort of that's a bit of inspiration for you.
It's the best we got right
Maybe
now.
Maybe you could use that. Something along those lines would be good. So
we need to close the windows. I think we might have got headshotted by the riff assassin from over there in the grassy knoll, because it was going all right, and then that one was.
No, well, it's hard.
What's that red dot on your head?
We've been off the source, and this magazine is the source, and we've been off it. So biker laws are different to society laws, which we've just learned about in a very funny way, which explains why... So biker laws are different to society laws, which explains why Animal isn't busting his butt to track the bastards that bolted. The fact they've let down their mates means they're fucked. So what it seems Animal's... doing. Oh, actually, I'll just read it. He's got a quote here. He'll tell you. I don't need to tell you. I've got mates looking out for them. Put it this way, I wouldn't like to be in their shoes. That was all he had to say about that. So, oh no, he's still got things to say. That's not the end of the bracket. I apologize. So, biker laws are more sincere. You don't touch another mate, another bloke, Sheila, and you never let a mate down.
That's it.
Animal
is that
warned.
The law?
Animal
That's
warned.
The law.
Yeah. We only got two laws. Don't touch my Sheila.
Yeah, but don't let a mate down.
What if your mate says, I'd love you to fuck my Sheila? And you go, well, I'm in a real pickle here, mate. You're going to make me break both laws. Because I'm going to have to touch your Sheila, or you know what I mean?
That's the biker's chicken or the egg.
What came first, the Sheila touch or the mate?
Probably the bloke. Support?
Yeah,
I say. He was 1993.
Yeah. So you never let a mate down, animal warned. Bikers behind bars have two mottos. Do you want to guess what they might be?
Bikes, bikes, bikes forever. That's the first one.
Okay, yep.
And live to rev.
Those are their two mottos. Interesting, you're wrong. The two mottos are such.
It's not bikes, 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 bikes forever.
It's not bikes, 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 bikes forever.
What about live to rev?
Here we go, first motto. Old bikers never die. They go to hell and regroup.
Okay.
Which is interesting. I agree with half of that sentence.
Yeah.
I agree that old bikers never die because most bikers don't live long enough to become old.
I agree with they go to hell.
And we both agree with regrouping, which is an important part of life.
Yeah.
And then the other one is, when we do right, no one remembers. When we do wrong, no one forgets. Now that's interesting, isn't it?
So feel...
So when we do the right thing as bikers, no one remembers. And when we do the wrong, no one forgets. So they remember every single bad thing bikers have ever done, and they don't remember any of the good things, like me taking these four kids behind that sheet over there and teaching them about good stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I don't buzz this whole fucking... I haven't seen this in a long time. I used to get this a bit where it'd be like, you know, they'd have the Vietnam... not Vietnam. You have bikies who'd look after kids and they'd go, he's getting bullied at school, so they'd like have a big convoy of bikes and they'd drive this kid to school or whatever. He'd be on the, you know, hey, we're going to drop you off even though we're fucking murdering rapists, cooking methamphetamines. We're going to let little Timmy there know that he's not going to get called gay by another six-year-old. And then you guys, all you do is bring up all the fucking murders and drug trafficking. But we drove the kid to school. What do you mean?
Also, if I'm a bully,
yeah,
and I see the kid I bully get dropped off to school by 20 motorcycle enthusiasts, leather clad,
yeah,
it's going in the fodder. It's going straight in the chamber, and I'm firing it back. Going, oh. That's a lot of. boyfriends you have. And remember, this is not my views. I obviously, you know, but I'm saying from the time period, if you're a bully,
yeah,
the whole everything is you're gay. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's every moment of bullying is you're gay. And thank goodness that's changed. What an awful thing that was happening there for so long. But
what happened with your eye then?
But
why not open and close rapidly?
That was an awful thing. Them. That's an awful thing. But that's exactly what would happen. You got 20 bikers dropping a kid off at school. You're going, oh man.
But also, I think, I mean, you wouldn't have the logic as a kid like this. But if you're okay, so if it was like a woman, right, a woman who had been, God forbid, you know, wronged by a man, let's say violence, and then they had the bikers would be like, you know, they escorted her during a domestic violence case, so you can't hurt her again. I'm like, that would be, that's quite noble. I go, oh, that's quite noble. And that man who'd be, the perpetrator would be quite a bastard asshole, and he'd go, fuck, these boys, animals are going to fucking fuck me up. It's biker law, right? But as a six-year-old, it's like, what's going to happen? Imagine like, he shoves the kid again in class and a bikie just grabs a six-year-old's head and just grabs him by the ankle and smashes him to the ground and his fucking skull explodes. You'd be like, oh.
Did you just call Tony's mum fat, did you? That's funny. Guess I'll look at that elbow, mate.
Yeah.
I just want to have a look at your elbow. Really close. I'm just going to grab your wrist. I'm going to grab your upper arm. And so the elbow's in the middle there. And now, John, it's John, is it? Little John? Johnny, so which way is this supposed to go? Which way is this? Oh, because you're the captain of the cricket team. So it's your bowling arm, isn't it?
It's 6 years old, too.
This is your bowling arm. Wow. Imagine how much spin you're going to be able to get on that. On that ball, now that you're armed, there's a full kick. I'll never fucking see you again, will I?
The idea of that grown man animal just bashing a kid, but in like a noble way.
I've done it for another kid.
I've done it for another kid.
Actually, no. We might be judging animal wrong here because there's a picture here before I move on to the final column of this article.
Oh, there's
a picture of it's animal and he's got two blokes on either side of him, and we've said some awful things about animal potentially bashing a kid, but here the caption of this thing says animal's a helpful bloke whose mates like him. So obviously we're wrong, and so he's with those two blokes, they're having a smile, he's on the phone, he's standing next to a police car.
What are the dogs done there?
Bloody fucking dogs. Filth. Police informers, mate.
I like the idea that I reckon Kylie, who's the author of this article, would have been like, I'm really fucking struggling to find anything nice about this cunt. Said to who's Boxy, the editor.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's like, Boxy would have been like, you have to write something positive. She's like, he's fucking awful. All he does is talk about biker law over and over. He revs his phone. He kept on revving his thing during the interview. The kids turn up left, right, and center, fucking limping around. And then go, well, you have to write something nice, Kylie. And she writes, what was the description again?
She writes, animal's a helpful bloke whose mates like him.
Right, great. So
so his mates like him.
That's
Kylie.
It. Helpful.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Helpful. He provided a topic for me to write about.
Yeah. That helped me. It was so painful. We arranged a time to get together, have an interview, take some pictures. So I went there, Dave, not again, Morgan. He came down. He's brought his best camera. And you'll never believe it. The cunt turns up in a fucking Santa outfit. Turned up in a Santa outfit, mate. I've got nothing nice to say about this man. But she continues on because Kylie is a very good journalist and she doesn't let her own opinions factor in. So it continues. Randy Animal Nelson was born, bracket.
Whoa. That's not his real name?
Yeah, no, his real name's Randy.
Randy Nelson.
Go on. Yeah.
Randy, sorry, I cut you off.
Randy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Close to Randy Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
You've got an enemy in me.
You've got a friend in that lake. So he was born somewhere in Melbourne and brought up in an orphanage. That's got like quotation marks somewhere in Melbourne. So he must have been pretty vague about where he was born. So he was born somewhere in Melbourne and brought up in an orphanage. He's been a biker for 36 years, but it was an insatiable...
out of that cunt.
Okay.
What variety are we looking at? Because the stall, the laughing stall is either there's a slur. It's
no,
what's it? Is it?
Oh, I think this last column is going to really be the cherry on top of the animal sundae here. But yeah, he's been a biker for 36 years, mm-hmm. but it was the insatiable thirst for pussy that earned Randy the nickname Animal.
Wait, his name's Randy. His name's Randy, and he's a puss hound.
Fuck, you like pussy, don't you, Randy? Yeah, Randy, you like it? Geez, how are you feeling, mate? Oh, I'm feeling pretty like a fucking animal.
That is the fucking hell.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. Okay. So he's got an insatiable thirst for pussy.
Imagine, yeah. Over there's Dick Johnson. What's not all about him? Oh, he's got a huge cock. Oh, we should nickname him Penis. Because there's no other connection with Dick Johnson.
So another quote. I got my red wings a long time ago. He said, licking his lips. I told you, cunt. I knew he would speak like this. He's a lip licker. That's what they all do. Oh, but maybe that's...
You got his red wings?
I got my red wings a long time ago.
Is that what I think it is? Finish the sentence.
Oh.
Mm. If this is what I think it is, go on. Because I'm not going to say what it is, but go.
Does it have...
a monthly connotation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got my red wings a long time ago. He said licking his lips. Oh, filthy fucking animal.
Jeez, Randy though, isn't he?
You know how Sheilas don't like to get rooted when they have their rags?
Fuck me.
Well, I... Oh, fuck, man.
I'm so glad you've got this bit of the article sucked in.
How Sheilas don't like to get rooted when they have their rags? Oh, well, I pull the rags out with my teeth. We have sex, and then I get down there and do it again. And then it goes bracket in bikey speak. Getting your wings is like getting initiated. Oh.
Yeah, because I've heard red wings, and I think it's one of the most awful things I've heard.
That is no
Red Wings. That's I'm like, surely not. That's some real schoolyard shit. I wouldn't have heard that since fucking grade 12.
That's crazy.
Red Wings. Fuck.
So there are a lot of other wings to notch up if you're a bikie, like your woolly wings.
Fucking a sheep.
Bang on, yeah. Animal explained entails fucking a sheep in front of witnesses. Did you say that as a joke, or did you know
that? I say that as a joke.
Yeah, so no, you fuck a sheep there.
What?
Yeah, so you fuck a sheep.
Why?
You know, something funny.
Bit of a giggle.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes, whatever. Mm. Yeah, so you got your woolly wings.
Woolly wings.
What'd you get? It seems like, so it says like getting your wings is bikey things for being initiated. All of them so far have been to do with fucking salad.
Yeah, why can't you just get your spaghetti wings? You just have a nice meal. Why is it all fucking something?
Yeah, no, you stick your dick in a linguine, mate. You got your fucking spaghetti wings.
I wouldn't mind just my 8 hours of night wings.
40 wings.
40 wings.
So quick. This explained animal entails fucking a sheep in front of witnesses. Animal is well known for losing his false teeth in Sheila's tits and pussies and does all right in the Sheila stakes, but often gets pissed off with his flatmate Sleaze, who's taken to pinching his pussy. Which I think means steals. Stealing. Not.
It's pinching his vagina.
Yeah. Animal's like, get off me, pussy.
I like how hold on. So Randy.
Yeah.
Animal Newman.
Randy Animal Nelson. Sorry. It's not sorry, Randy.
Randy Animal. Okay. Randy Animal Nelson is like, yes. Right. I love rootin' Sheilas, especially when they're on the periods. That's why they call me Animal. I'm like, but your first name's Randy. He's like, oh, but that's why they call me Animal. I'm like, hey, what's woolly wings about? He's like, oh, that's when you fuck a sheep. That's not what I do. That's obviously, he's got the, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sleaze, who's taken a pinch in his pussy. And then Animal says, I'll bring Sheila home to screw. And Sleaze ends up screwing them. Animal lamented. It's probably because he's bigger and uglier than I am.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, obviously that checks out. Animal may be an animal. Thanks, Kylie. bit of top-notch journalism there. Animal may be an animal, but he's also a top bloke. He raises money for Rugrats with leukemia and assists King's Cross Street kids. If you be yourself in this society, it's easy to break the law, he warned. I want to stop the kids from going behind bars. That's very funny. Why'd you go to jail, mate? Just being myself. And is yourself a child murdering psychopath? Yes.
It's just being me.
I was getting my killing a kid wings. So that's the end of the article, except it has a little bit down the bottom here, and it says, excellent late newsflash. So maybe the article was written, and we've gotten this at the end.
News flop.
Yeah.
Because news flashes on times. Yeah, okay. A late okay. one, right?
Animals mates, including Sydney lawyer Chris Murphy, got together to raise money for their broke buddy. The animal benefit night was held at a local Sydney pub, and enough money was raised to buy Animal a life-saving breathing machine. Hooray!
Maybe if you stop growling out Sheila's on their monthlies, mate, you won't have so much trouble fucking breathing.
So, yeah, that brings us to the end of this fantastic little article about Randy, Animal, Nelson.
What's it called? Bikers Behind Bars? Oh, shit. I'm just Googling it here. Bikers Behind Bars. Oh, fuck. They've got a Facebook page with 33 likes.
Oh, perfect. Make it 34.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Bikers Behind Bars, Animal. There won't be any results. This guy doesn't exist.
Was it called? Oh, yeah, Bikers Behind Bars, yeah.
I'm going to do a bit of digging on this. Oh, fuck. I've got him.
Do ya?
Randall Animal Nelson, the... Oh. Okay. DailyTelegraph.com.au. Oh, I love this podcast so much. Randall Animal Nelson, the big-hearted bikie, dies and King's Cross loses a bit of its soul.
Oh.
King's Cross bikie, Randall Animal Nelson, died last week after a long cancer battle, but his legacy of kindness and a ripping good yarn lives on. Sydney's big-hearted bikie, Randall... Yes, fucking hell. Animal died last week after a long battle with cancer.
When was this?
This was in 2014. Oh, wow.
Good innings for...
Look at that. Well, apparently he did... Over the decades, Animal helped countless charities and individuals in need, and in 2004, he was awarded an Order of Australia. Oh, wow. So he's actually a good bloke.
Wow.
He did his toy runs where he would deliver Christmas gifts for children. Okay. No worries.
Hang on, I want to say some nice words about Animal before we leave, because we've ripped on him, but he's turned out to be quite a nice man.
Have you got it?
I just want to get some nice music up.
I can put some in.
Yeah, add something nice.
Add something nice to say about
Animal. Something in the vein of Songbird by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
So you'll put that in now. Randall, Animal Nelson. You provided us with a good laugh here today with tales of growling out Sheila's and fucking sheep. But in the end, that was not who you were. That is what you did. That is what you liked. That is what you found fun. But who you were was a kind man. A lovely man. A man that knew that societal laws and biking laws were different things. And you taught us that today. All these years later, 8 years postpartum, you're still teaching the next generation. I mean, obviously these lessons aren't as useful to me, Peter James, for I am not a fucking psychopath. But my friend Jacob, as I look in his eyes right now and see a yearning, a lust for blood with his hammers and his knives, a man who has no wings, I believe come this weekend we'll have multiple sets of wings. Both red, both woolly.
Wait, oh, alright. Alright, that's enough. Valet. Randall Animal Nelson, the big-hearted bikie. All right, well, that was good.
Hang on. Wait. Are you saying that?
That floating apparition over there.
Just behind you, Jack. Are you saying that? Thank you, boys. Boys? Boys, I'm so happy to see that in the future, a couple of boys are still talking about me and the work that I did. I heard everything you said. I'm down here in hell, just regrouping.
Thanks, animal.
We're just regrouping. And it was nice to finally see that the second motto didn't come true once again. And that motto is, when we do right, no one remembers. And when we do wrong, no one forgets. But I've done right. And you have remembered. Thank you, boys. Oh.
See
animal. Bye, animal.
See animal.
Bye, animal. Bye now. Oh, my God. I can't believe what I just saw. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful thing that we've done. We've gone back and, oh, that's actually a beautiful woman. I'll have
don't
a look at that
look
after.
At
sorry,
the
no,
women.
I've saw something. Real. Whoa, Jesus. No, we'll stop. We do have more of these podcasts. Ooh. We're back. We are back. It's happening again. Thank you so much if you have come to listen to us again after that big hiatus. It's been very fun. It's been very fun doing this again, Jacob, and I look forward to doing it in the future.
I very much look forward to it. Yes, indeed. There's a lot of articles here that I cannot wait to get into. I'm looking at... I can't wait. We're
so
back.
Good. So good. All right. That's us. We'll be back next week. Lovely to see you. Lovely to speak with you. And... Oh, the car. There's a car. Oh, the car is coming home. Remember? Ooh,
that's right, because we're little
mummy
kids.
Mummy and daddy's coming home.
Oh, mummy and daddy home.
Oh, we got to go. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.